Hello, Abraham. I feel so much love for all of us. Thank you. My question comes around that I want to find a way to raise my vibration to undescribable levels, regardless where I am on the emotional scale.
Well, now let's state that accurately. I want to find a way to raise my vibration regardless of where I am. And you have to understand that that vibration is raised. And the only reason that you're even saying the words regardless of where I am is because there are two vibrational perspectives. In other words, so the contrast is the way that you're finding a way to raise your vibration. You just got to care about how you feel in order to bring the rest of you up to speed. You're sort of like a two-headed monster, and we just want both heads to get going in the same direction.
My wife would say three-headed monster, but I understand. The question that I have is I've actually, in searching for, and the techniques that are in Asking Is Given are amazing techniques, but one technique that I found through, you know, searching for one, was that basically I just tell myself if I'm in depression or in anger, you know, I feel great, I feel great, I feel great. And as I do that, I find that it's almost a meditative type experience because I'm saying it very, very, very quickly that my vibration starts to rise.
Well, in your rhythm, you're distracting yourself from the thought that was holding your resistance in place. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's sort of like someone saying to you, when you are in a strong place of depression, you know, if you would just count to a million, you'd feel better. And there's something you just can't count without focusing. For a while, you can count and stay ornery, but after a while, Jerry even finds himself counting in threes or counting in sixes or counting in something that requires concentration, because you can't focus upon something that bothers you and something that doesn't bother you at the same time. And in the moment you withdraw your attention from what's bothering you, your vibration is going to raise. It's the best analogy that we have for that is your natural vibration is in this high, good-feeling place, like a cork bobbing on the surface of the water. You can hold the cork under the water. That's what negative emotion is. But when you let go of it, it will bob right back to the surface. And so anything that you do that distracts you causes you to let go of that cork, and it bobs right back to the surface.
Well, what's been interesting is that I actually do this technique, and I actually put it on my website because I wanted to share it with those that wanted to attract that information into their lives. But I find that, like, I go from this negative place to very quickly very high vibration, and then I start feeling vibrations that I can't even describe with words, and so I start making up words for how I feel. You know, I feel amazing, I feel fantastic, I feel ziggity, you know, just making up words, and it's just this amazing high place. And the reason that I'm asking this question of infinite intelligence is, am I potentially, this is going to sound really, really bizarre, because other people have actually tried the technique and they found it very incredible as well. Am I potentially screwing up my guidance system by telling myself I feel well when I'm actually feeling like crap?
Well, what you're doing, you're using words to try to guide it. But by saying I want to feel good, you're at least focused in the direction of where you want to go.
Right.
And there are people who have argued with us as we've talked about this emotional guidance scale, and they have said that if they will say the words, in other words, when we say talk about what you want, people have complained, well, Abraham, wanting is really needing, or wanting, when you want for something, it means you don't have it. And so shouldn't you be using a different word than want? And they've said, my teacher is telling me that I should say I am well rather than that I want to be well, because I am well is a more powerful statement than I want to be well. And we say, it really depends on where you are. You can tell if your words are making you feel better. And if they do, then you have a good technique.
Okay.
We just want you to realize that the technique that one finds, that's why in that Ask and It Is Given book, we have identified the variety of processes and have indicated that some of them work better if you are here on the scale, and some of them work better than if you are here on the scale. But it is really a variable to discover as individuals. Esther has 5 processes that are her favorite that she uses under a certain set of, it depends on what is going on in her experience, that are surefire remedies for improving vibration for her every time. And someone else might find five other processes that work better for them. So there's no right or wrong to that. If what you are doing is improving the way you feel, then you have found an effective process for you. The only thing that we want to add to that is that if you want to feel good and don't, and you claim that you feel good when you don't, and you have this strong sense of telling it like it is and you're not telling it like it is, then the process could backfire on you, because every time you say something that you believe is not true, it would increase your resistance rather than release it. So that's why we say there's no right or wrong way to this. That's why we tease even in our own offering of endless processes. We are spewers of processes. And you know, every process that we offer is toward the effort of helping someone release a little more resistance. Every process is a resistance-releasing process. So as long as you have that in your mind, your intention is to release resistance, and anything that you do that causes you to release resistance is a wonderful thing. Any distraction. It's why you slumber. You don't slumber because your body needs sleep. You slumber because your body benefits by a withdrawal from attention in this time-space reality. It is a vibrational respite. That's what your slumber is. It gives you an opportunity to be attraction-free during the time of your slumber. And so it's more like a rebalancing of energies than it is anything else. And when you awaken, if you begin saying the same things that you were saying before, then you just reactivate the vibration right where you last left it. The thing that we really like about this process that you've discovered for yourself is that when you start out saying, I feel great, I feel great, I feel great, I feel really good, I feel really good. What are your words? I feel wonderful, I feel wonderful.
Well, it starts out when I'm in the negative vibration that I say as quickly as I possibly can, I feel great. And I find that my conscious mind doesn't really fixate on the words, because I really don't feel great at that point. It's almost like, you know, there's a discord there.
So what about I feel rotten, but I can feel better? I feel rotten, but I can feel better.
Wait, just
a minute. I feel rotten, but nothing really has gone wrong here. I feel rotten because I've been focused here. I feel rotten, and I want to feel better. I feel rotten, and I want to feel better. I feel rotten, and I have felt better. I feel rotten, and I know the potential for feeling better is there. I don't feel good, but I have felt better. I don't feel good, but I know I can feel better. I don't feel good, and I have reason not to feel good because I was focused in a way that doesn't allow me to feel good. I have the option to focus in a way that makes me feel good. I want to feel good. I like feeling good. I remember feeling good. I often have felt good. I deserve to feel good. I am worthy of feeling good. I like feeling good. I am feeling better. I'm feeling much better. I like feeling good. I like how it moves. I like how wherever I focus gives me the indication of where I am. I like knowing that I have latitude. I like knowing it's all right. I don't even know what I was bothered about. It feels far away from me. I don't even remember what was bothering me. I'm starting to remember. I like feeling good. I like feeling good. In other words, you see, the words are not important. There are no magical words. It is the intent that you hold when you begin the utterance that is at the heart of your success. And it is good.
Okay. Thank you.